Hello, gorgeous.
I would make a great queen because I am so stubborn.
Well, when I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
Never take a learning opportunity away from another student. No matter how smart you meet everyone to think you are.
I am dancing a bright beam of light.
For the food.
What's up, everybody? This is I'm Here for the Food, where we discuss topics that feed your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I'm Melissa.
I'm an extra giddy blue.
Yes! And we are having a Galentine's Day episode. Okay, so for everybody who is listening and not watching, we have three guests in the studio with us today. And if you are watching, then you realize that there's a smorgasbord of beauty in front of us.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. You're welcome. So to my left, I have Miss Parker McKenna.
Hi.
Isn't she just so beautiful?
Oh, gorgeous.
I'm obsessed with her. Since the day we met, we did an interview with her on Hollywood Unlocked, I just was like...
Oh. We're like here with...
Yeah, motherfucker.
I needed you there. I'm so glad you were there. Yes.
I know. And then to her left is my girl, Roxy.
Hi.
Roxy Diaz, everybody.
Legendary.
Yes, yeah. Legendary. We go way back.
So back.
To the BET days.
Back.
Yeah, so like back, 13, 14 years.
Damn there.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
We've grown together.
Yeah, we have. We're both Scorpios. We're going to get into that. Yeah.
Like we frequently celebrate our birthdays. Mm-hmm. We usually celebrate them together.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Yeah. Okay. And then over here to Blues Right, we have Rosa motherfucking Acosta.
Hello.
Baddie alert. And she's a Taurus, okay? So yes. I'm not alone.
Okay, wait, two Tauruses over here.
Two Tauruses, yes. Two Scorpios, and a Leo.
Okay.
Be scared, gentlemen.
That's
scared.
A lot
very,
of
very
energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
This is a power.
It's about to be popping.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, feeling the vibes. And in terms of smorgasbord, we have a smorgasbord of goodies on the table. These are, so we have a sponsored episode today. Yay! Woo-hoo! And bakery or bake shop that supplied this is my good friend Val, and it's called The Good Good, which we, sometimes we call our stuff.
I like that.
Nice. Yeah, I know.
It'd be a little misleading, I feel like.
It was intentional. So it's a vegan bake shop. So, I knew that you'd be okay with anything that we had here.
Yes.
And I think that, these would be fantastic. Can you imagine if you come home and if you had a man, our imaginary man,
right.
You come in and you see that cake right there, dinner at 7.
That would be so cute.
Wouldn't that be adorable?
That would be awesome. That would be an R&B video.
Do you think that guys do things like that these days? Like
no.
Special kind of guys. I see niggas on Twitter. Can I say niggas?
Yeah.
We're drinking champagne, guys.
Oh, yeah, the champagne.
So, yes, we're drinking champagne.
Don't mind us. Mm-hmm. But I see guys all the time on Twitter doing things for girls like
on
that.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter.
I don't
know them.
Okay.
I don't personally know them. Well, I do have a good guy who treats me right, too.
So how do we know that it's not the girl just setting it up and saying my man did that for me?
That would be really thirsty. That would be really desperate.
But
if you're
we hear about the girls sending flowers to themselves for Valentine's
Day. I feel like because I would never do something like that, it's so far over my head to even think of that as like a possibility.
Well, I'm always seeing on like the Shade Room and stuff like that, that there's like guys like... The
rose
money
petals.
Bag,
yeah.
Yo, money. I'm sorry. Ari's boyfriend.
Right.
You know, that did the whole rose petals. Like Gucci Man's always setting up shop for his girls. Like I see girls that actually get really spoiled and do the whole thing.
I think
thing.
It so has to take a certain there. Guy.
Certain
for
guy.
Sure.
Statistically speaking, a lot of times men do that after they've messed up. So I'm just not to be a womp.
That is true too.
I would like a man to do it as not an apology.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it just because it's nice, not because last Thursday you almost got shanked.
Well, I woke up to flowers today and breakfast.
Okay. You better flex.
Why?
Okay. How's she getting in this episode?
Okay, so hold on one second here. Disclaimer, I was trying to make myself feel better about being single for Valentine's Day. And I know that there's
we thought we were all single.
And
okay.
Let's get to that in just a second. But I did want to have a Galentine's Day episode because there are times where you and your crew of girlfriends, everybody just kind of happens to be single at the same time. And so rather than, you know, crying in, you know, your porridge, you just kind of get, you know, set up a day to go get fucked up and drown your sorrows in your liquor and, you know, say, fuck, man, we don't care. I'm bad all by myself.
Me, even when I'm in a relationship, I make something special for like my best friend.
Right.
Like
that's so nice of you.
Especially if she's single, because now I feel like the pressure of I have to make it up for the stupid guy that haven't come to her life yet.
Okay. Well, I will be that friend take care of this year.
Well, how do you volunteer as tribute in the middle of her conversation, Melissa?
Because
I think she already has someone she's doing that for.
No.
There's room for more.
There's always room for more love.
Thank God.
My friend's a guy, so he just like, you better go get some dick, girl. Like, he's not really that. He's always just trying to tell me to get dick down because he's rooting for me. So having a guy best friend, I have a guy best friend.
They like to oversimplify honestly.
I feel like Valentine's Day should be spent with like a group of people that you love. It doesn't always have to be your significant other. Like, I love that. Like, I am planning to do something with my sister on Valentine's Day. Fuck these boys. I don't care.
But you are in a situation.
I will be with him on Valentine's Day.
So I wanted to, you know, I put together this collective group because of the perception that, you know, women in the entertainment industry, beautiful women in the entertainment industry, you would assume that we have like an enormous amount of options and that we're never lonely and that, you know, our dance card's constantly filled. That's what my dance card looks like.
Right.
That's what it looks like right now. Don't pay attention to the writing on the back because that's for a game later on. But it's not really the truth. And I wanted Parker here specifically because she's definitely the youngest one here. You're what, like 24?
I'm 24, yes.
Oh, isn't she just cute as a fucking button?
Oh man, I feel old.
What I did at 24.
I'll be 25 in 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
But I mean, you're just probably filled with so much optimism. You know,
and
life
hope.
has so much hope. And hope. Life hasn't come along and kicked you in the face just yet.
I don't know. I feel like it has. Because you know a little bit when I was here last time, we talked about the relationship that I was in before. So I feel like that kind of took all my hope away for a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. But I am just an optimistic person. That's just me. But I mean, hearing between my sisters and my mom and all the shit that they've gone through, I am jaded as fuck. Trust me. I don't give a fuck if a nigga gets down on his knee and proposes to me or we're walking down the aisle and be like, are you serious? You really fuck with me? Like, I'm jaded too. So
how did Mr. Situationship, you know, kind of get in the back door and like, you know, have you looking at him like, oh, okay.
I still question him every day too, but we've known each other for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I think we're just comfortable with each other. It's just what it really is.
That helps.
He was like my only boyfriend in high school. So it's like, I didn't do boys. I'm like a nigga in the situation. I'm like, don't want the relationship. Don't want any of that. So like, he was literally my
just sex
only-
and get out?
No, not just sex. Just I don't want to be bothered. Like, I like to work. You know, I'm very just like, I'm working.
You're
distracted.
Very driven.
Yeah.
I'm you're very focused on your career right now.
I don't really. Yeah. I guess just dick and leave sometimes.
Oh.
It's okay.
I love her. Okay.
We're just going to confirm dick and leave. Dick and leave for this episode.
Yes. Dick and leave. Yeah.
Apply and fly.
But sometimes you like stumble upon someone who's like great and like, and he wasn't always great because we like went through some shit in 2017 and it like, wasn't good. We're just comfortable with each other. Yeah. We've known each other for a very long time. So I think that's why it just works. Like I know his family, he knows my family. It's just something easy for us and we just work well together. But I don't know.
But this Valentine's Day you're planning on not being with him.
Yeah, I won't be here. Me and my sister we're going to All-Star Weekend. I'm hosting.
No wonder she's saying It's just a situation.
We're
leaving our options open.
And plan a fight right before we leave to All Star Weekend.
The money comes first.
First, exactly. And he understands that. I think he was a little bummed out, but I was just like, it's fine.
But you
like,
can celebrate another day, the day before, the day
exactly.
after.
And genuinely, I would prefer to be with like my sisters on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day or to do something like as a group. Like, yeah. I want to share that day with everybody because a lot of my family members are single. So,
does everybody feel like this enormous amount of pressure to have a date, be booed up, like be in love on Valentine's Day? Does anybody in this room feel like Valentine's Day is like the scourge of the earth? Oh, that's just me? Okay.
No.
Why do you feel this way?
No, we're aware of Valentine's. I do think age and experience, because I feel like when I was 24, I was in like in the depths of my whole phase. And so, yeah, I would go out with my friends because I'm not checking for that. But now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, huh, it's the 14th, huh? We're doing this again? It doesn't bother me like where I'm crying in the rain. But it does pinch like my pinky toe a little bit. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Right. I don't care.
You got a lot of kicking.
I don't care anymore. I really don't care. It's just another day.
When you were in a relationship, was it important?
I'm that girl that's going to dress up as Mrs. Claus on Santa Claus. Yeah. You know, on Santa Claus Day. On Christmas. And then, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm a great leprechaun. You know, like, I'm that girl. So, yeah, Valentine's Day.
You're theatrical, Roxy.
I'm a great actress. So, I will go all out if I was in a relationship with a guy. Mm-hmm. I pride myself on being, Scorpios, great givers. Yeah. So, I give when it's, like, the holidays. Mm-hmm. I make it a big deal. But now I'm single. I'm going to go do myself. You know, mm-hmm.
Do yourself.
I'm going to do myself.
Literally.
This episode should have been sponsored by like a sex toy.
Candy sex toys. Where's Candy? Where's she at? But you know, and I've learned how to do myself well over the years now. So it's like, that actually makes it they're not even necessary. I may turn asexual.
I'm turning into a fucking, like, you know, amoeba.
Yes. I rebuke all of this. I like other bodies when I have sex. Anybody is watching.
Listen, I do. Not even necessary. I do too, but I'm not.
You're an amoeba. Are you sure?
Because it's just me and my Hitachi.
She's giving out brand names. New sponsor.
You know what? It's the same one that Samantha used from Sex and the City.
That thing is big.
Yes, it's huge. Oh my God. But it's a vibrator. It's not a dildo.
Speaking of Sex and the City, last year for my Valentine, I hosted a little thing in my house. Uh-huh. And I had a company give all me and my girls massages.
Yeah.
And then we had pizza and we watched Sex and the City.
Okay.
And this year, actually on Sunday, so before Valentine's, because some of them might have dates, mm-hmm. I'm doing a sound bath meditation.
Oh, I love that.
Can I come?
Yes, I can.
That sounds great.
Okay, so you adopted Melissa, now you can adopt me as well.
Yes.
Okay, so if it was Sex and the City, what character are you? I want all of us to say what character.
I am a terrible mix between, which one is the one that has the kids?
Charlotte
and Samantha. I'm like a terrible mix between them because one side of me is like wild and then the other one is like, I just want
very
to be
prudish.
At home and like bake cakes and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're such a Taurus. Okay. I love you.
Yeah, so I have like my two little kind of like if you take both of them, which are like opposites and you kind of like put them together, it's like something.
Yeah, I feel like each character was so like just so specifically them that every girl feels like she's an amalgamation of all of them. Right. You know, I definitely see the sarcasm of Miranda is me.
Yeah,
right.
Samantha,
I love you perk the boobs up when you say that. Samantha, yeah.
This part specifically is Samantha.
Yeah, exactly. I can be very girly and almost prudish sometimes, like Charlotte. And then Carrie is the fucking lunatic, just like, you know, just wild hair and writer, creative.
As a writer with wild hair who gets paid to talk about her personal life, I think so.
Carrie was oftentimes only Carrie. Carrie was oftentimes a mess.
Okay, nice. You feel like you are 100% Carrie?
I literally sit around with my hair crazy typing about my feelings in my real life for a check.
You are the black Carrie.
Literally my job.
The black
I do all day long.
You are the black Carrie.
I don't want to be though because her story...
I like her.
She had Mr. Big. Lost like a decade of my life to my Mr. Big, and I don't think we're gonna have the third installment. So yeah. No, I would like to be a Charlotte.
So you actually lost a decade of your life to a Mr. Big.
Mm-hmm. 10 years, and everybody thought we were gonna end up together, and then we didn't.
Was it your decision or his?
If you learn all your lessons and you have a good time,
yes, it's a loss. Really, especially if it's your 20s, Mr. Big, because your 20s vagina.
No, it was some of my 30s.
That's a loss.
Yes,
that's a loss.
Okay, you know what? Let me take it back.
It's a learning experience.
It wasn't a loss. It was a long-winded lesson,
right?
Because I was hard-headed and had to keep relearning it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when masculine energy. I say masculine energy because we might have LGBT people watching, but like...
We were talking about Rosa having very masculine energy.
A lot of times when masculine energy is in your face and you are falling for someone, you want to like, oh, I want to be the one that changes you. Like, you know, my mm-hmm. love is going to change you. And I realize that's really unhealthy to find your redemption in someone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the person who I lost is the person that I met. Like, they're only going to change if they want to. So I didn't... Right. My love can't change anyone. That's probably the lesson that I was trying to learn. Because mm-hmm. as a nurturer, right? All of us are very nurturing.
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We all think that if we love you enough,
right,
it'll convince you or inspire you to change. A man will change when he's ready and not a second.
That is true. Amen.
That is extremely
I never really felt like, oh, I have to change this person. But I always... aim to make improve. Them better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, like, but mm-hmm. it was never like, well, he has to change this. It was more like, I would love for him to, you know, see it on his own that mm-hmm. if he
that
like
speech,
gets this
that's 10 years of my life. I don't want to change you, but if you just want to be a better human.
Right, I just feel like I want that same thing back, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just that we both do different things with that. Like when a man pours into you, I feel like it's very natural for us to like, okay, like I'm going to be better. Mm-hmm. And, but for them, it's just like when you pour it into them and
they're
just
used
like,
to it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like that's why the statistic is that when men get into relationships and are married, they live longer. And when women are married, they live shorter lives because we spend so much time pouring into them, worrying about them, stressing about them. And they're just like, oh, they're living their best life. But when women are single for the length of their life, they live a very long, healthy, happy life. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's why I'm not really
upset. That's why Halle Berry looks like she does.
Oh, you might have cracked the code, right?
She, as far as I'm concerned, you know what? You want to know what's that? Speaking of Halle Berry, let me tell you something. I have been fed up for a really long time about the consistent narrative that she's crazy.
I hate that.
And she can't hold on to a man. And when women are the ones that perpetuate or continue with that narrative, I'm literally like, you fucking gender traitor. You know what I mean? Like, I find that so dismissive. I think that she's a woman who owns who she is. She's unapologetic about who she is. She knows what she wants. She knows what she won't tolerate.
Right.
And she is not afraid to walk away from a situation, whether or not it's a relationship or a marriage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she is 50-51, well, living her best life and still goals to all of us.
If it's the secret is single, I'm going to keep the secret because if I can look like Halle Berry at 50-something years old, I'm drinking my water, I'm doing my Mai Tai, whatever she does, and I'm staying single.
I'm just like...
But I don't like that narrative that people do portray of her because it's usually men that start, oh, something got to be wrong with her. No,
she must be crazy or whatever the case is. And I'm just like, half the time I'm like, men, do you kind of understand that when a woman... exhibits quote unquote crazy tendencies, you might have driven her
you
there.
You brought it out
of her. You fucking drove the van
and
to crazy
it's
town.
Crazy though, because a lot of times I'm being called names where I'm being the most reasonable because I think men find comfort in thinking they're logical and we're emotional.
100%.
So when I'm being logical and a man's being emotional, now why you gotta be like that?
Yeah.
You're then the one crying,
they get very
like you're the only
that.
One shedding tears right now, so this is awkward.
Yeah. I mean, I really want to kind of like focus a little bit of the conversation on the double standards of singledom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't tell you, and I know that you've experienced this. I know, maybe not you. Do you have a charmed life, Rosa? For fuck's sake, it's fucking annoying. You're too young, and you
I'm
have
a human question mark.
You have a ton of fucking man friends and stuff like that. But it's just
one of my friends likes me.
I thought you were gonna say he likes me. I was gonna say who?
No.
Who?
No. I met this guy and thought he was gonna be my newest acquisition in my harem of men friends. And then it became clear that he liked me, but all he does is send me texts that say like,
"Can you just
hey,
I hate that?
Listen,
or what's up?" Like he never has a complete sentence.
Bye.
I'm like, "Why are you hitting me up and making me responsible for the conversation?"
No.
If you like me, finish the sentence.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
That's all.
Bye.
What are you doing?
Blue, this is a complete sidebar. Just put together a binder with photos and resumes of all the guys that are in your cipher so I can go through that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I would charge for that.
I'm over here like Office Depot. Is it a 1.5-inch binder? Is it a 3/4 binder? Is it a half-inch binder?
No, very attractive, ambitious men love to be in my life.
She's lucky. Fuck? So yeah. Anyways, Roxy. Back to what we were saying. We're fucking turning into goddamn spinsters over here.
Oh, no.
Okay, I want to talk about the double standards of singledom. Like, I cannot tell you how many times you will see under the comments of a woman, you know, who's visible and like on Shade Room or whatever, whatever blog, you know, oh, she can't keep a man. Oh, you know, she must have trash box. She must have this. Right. She must, or like a girl
trash
that has
box.
A endless,
trash box.
And, you know, or like a girl that has like an endless. An endless, you know, line of guys like Lori Harvey right now. Oh, her box must be insane. I'm just like, why are we reducing? Why are we being reduced here?
To
like,
golden vaginas?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's one thing that irritates me. And also what also irritates me is the double standard of singledom. A man can be single forever and ever and ever, and nobody even questions what the fuck is wrong with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What is his
dysfunction?
Or when
are you going to have kids?
Yeah.
You
know, well, that's always the question. That's my first question is like, do you have kids? Like, yeah. That's my first off the bat. Like, they're usually like, their favorite question is like, you know, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you married? Why are you single?
That's
yeah.
their favorite question.
Yeah, those three.
Yeah.
Maybe not in that order, but those three
what's
are the first
wrong
one.
With
what's
you?
Wrong with you? Yes. Why aren't you married? Why aren't you single? And my first question usually to a guy is like, how many kids do you have? Do you have kids? What's mm-hmm. going on? Like,
how many baby mamas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you date somebody right. with children?
I've always dated somebody with children.
So would you date someone like Future with like 9, 10, 12?
Not that many. It's not so much the children. It's how many baby mamas come with the children.
That's true, because he has like
I have more of a limit
per,
on baby mamas
baby
than
mama.
I do on children.
I'm not the only one that sees something like maybe wrong is not the right word, but just it's not for me. Not for me.
You wouldn't date somebody with children? What if the perfect man?
No.
It's the number of baby mamas, not the number
that's
of
what
children.
It is.
What if he was a hoe as a child and when he was younger and then he grew
it's
up?
Still it's still, when you're dating a man with children,
right?
Or you're dating a man with multiple baby mamas, you're also dating their baby mamas. Like
that's
that
true.
Comes into the fruition. So you have to think about if you're that person that can tolerate and God bless whoever's in that kind of a situation. Mm-hmm. If you're a type of woman that's strong enough to be able to tolerate those many personalities in your relationship,
mm-hmm.
God bless you. Because that's not an easy
thing. I'm not dealing with
you
something like
me
that.
You just talked me out of it. Thank
you. I don't want to date somebody that's got three baby mamas. Like, why the fuck do I want to deal with that? Like, that's crazy. Mm. Unless they're all cool. But me personally, I could see that you having three baby mamas probably says something about you.
Thank you.
So right.
I dated someone a bunch of baby mamas and a bunch of kids.
At 24?
At 19.
Oh my God.
How many baby mamas and how many kids?
How old was he?
Yes.
Was he a teacher? What's happening, Parker?
And wait, I can't wait to tell you guys who I'm crushing on. You guys are gonna fucking
die. Does he have a lot of baby mamas?
No, he's 70.
Oh my God. Okay,
Joe Morgan from Scandal?
No, it's better than that. But hold on, because I have, you know, I have weird fucking taste.
You do. It's all over the place.
It's out there, like. It bounces off the walls.
Wait, I hope it's not the same 7-year-old that I have a crush on.
You guys are sharing crushes on a 70-year-old?
We are Scorpios.
I would be really interested to find out.
I don't know if he's 70.
Put a pin in that, Roxy.
I will. Yes. Back to your 19 and multiple baby mamas.
Yeah. We thought we were going to be the crazy ones.
Here. Yeah. No, you got Scorpios and Leos over here. Yeah,
the
welcome.
Only time that we're normal.
Yeah, no, this is fire and desire over here. Okay, Parker.
No, I was just going to say, I think he had four. I'm not sure.
Four kids or four baby mamas?
No, he had five. He has six kids. He had a new baby. Yeah, uh-huh. So he had four baby mamas. And
how old was he when you were 19?
He was 30.
Okay.
He was 30.
Yeah.
He was 30. I'm pretty sure something like that. I don't remember how long we were together, but
30.
Yeah, he was 30. I was
four baby mamas and six kids.
And dating a 19-year-old.
Was it Future?
And his no. Was not Future.
Okay. We're gonna ask in the comment section.
That part. But yeah.
I was just gonna say it wasn't a terrible experience. I feel like
you were 19. Were you really thinking about forever with this motherfucker?
No, I really was. Like I really loved him. He was my my favorite boyfriend. I told you about him. He's still my favorite boyfriend. Like, if I saw him now, I'd be like, oh my God, hi.
Listen,
like,
I assume that he is quite charismatic, seeing how many motherfucking children
right, how many
and baby mamas.
Right.
You want to know what I am the youngest of 11. My dad was married 9 times.
Oh my
okay?
God.
Oh, yes, Lord. 11 children.
Wow.
He had a pinky ring, okay? Like, oh, and gold chains. This motherfucker, he was ugly and charismatic.
He looked like Lou Rawls. You'll never find.
He did. I love that song.
He looks like Lou Rawls. I've seen the picture of her daddy.
Listen.
First of all, most of the ugliest people are like the most charismatic people ever.
Yeah,
and
we got
they
it.
Exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And they're great at sex, too. They will sex you and forget what they look like.
We gotta have something.
I've had some amazing sex with people who are broke and ugly.
Most of my exes aren't the
like
nicest
their life depends on it. Pretty dudes?
Okay, no, I don't do pretty dudes. Like, I can't, because I'm pretty sure you pretty much can't do shit for me. So I'm like, that's how I feel about pretty dudes.
I don't want to share the mirror with a pretty motherfucker.
No, I really
don't.
If like, you're on IG Live way too much and too many selfies, I can't
thirst trap men are not.
That is not cute to me. That is not cute.
No. Yeah. Although I like
Blue, isn't it funny that the other Scorpio in the room said exactly what I said in the last episode with Hino
and Spain? Look at the battle of the sexes.
I watched a little bit. First of all, Hino, hilarious. I love the fact that you got him to sit down. And second of all, just too much.
Yeah.
So every minute you're on IG Live. I had to say this to a friend of mine in New York. I'm like, dude, yeah, you're single and you're a good looking guy. But at the same time, you're on IG Live every time I get on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's a turnoff. That's really, really a turnoff.
I will say this. In Hino's case, he does it to promote, you know, his brand of being a motivational trainer. You know what I mean? Like, he does that, and then he also
look at Roxy Shane.
He also goes live when he's got his little boy with him and stuff like that.
It's a great way to get women, though.
Listen,
they know that is a trick. That is a trick.
Hold on, what did you call him, Master Splinter Fuckboy?
Yeah, I called him Master Splinter Fuckboy at first, but then I realized what he really is dangerously emotionally unavailable.
Yeah, he's gonna put that on a t-shirt.
He should not be in the general population with regular people who can feel, because he's just not.
He shouldn't
be in general pop. But like, aside from that, he's a nice man.
Hino
is good to look at. He's nice to listen to. He's got a great voice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the rest of him is community dick. Like, you just can't. Like,
there's a lot of community dick, though.
You want to know what? I'm going to try and do, like, impression right loud. Damn. Like, let's say that right.
I mean,
Rose has a question. She's trying to, like
Hino doesn't have, like, a girlfriend.
He
has a baby mama.
Baby mama.
Yeah.
No. But when we asked him, do you ever plan on getting married?
It's so confusing.
She's looking like she has something more to say.
No. Right. Because in my eyes, to me, like, you guys are talking about what Hino that I don't know. Because to me, he's just like the guy that has his wife or whatever, baby mama. And
Hino the trainer?
You're being finessed. He probably has a filter of what she can see, because he's trying to finesse her.
And sidebar on this, Hino, I do love you. I think you're a great guy. I'm not trying to diss you or anything like that, but I know you. So it's just like, let me stop.
He did say when we asked him about, because we had Spank on, and Spank has been married to his wife for 7 years. They've been together for 20, like on and off and whatnot. That was just a whole other. But we asked Hino, would he ever get married? And he said that, yes, he will. And he said, probably my baby mama. So there is already that established.
His loyalty to his egg.
I was assuming, but they are together, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, that's
never
the
mind.
Thing.
Okay,
see,
I didn't know that.
This is
so
what
you guys
kills
are talking
me.
But they were
like,
in Disneyland together during Super Bowl, though. So I need to see those videos. So.
But that's
you know, you need to come and defend yourself, Hino. We got questions.
No, right. Hino, come. Like, this is the thing that kills me, though. That's like a prime example, and I'm not saying that he's the case, but that is an example of I want my cake and eat it, too.
Right.
When it comes to relationships, or at least relationships that I know that we've been in. Mm-hmm. It's perfect girl, perfect wife, perfect situation. Not right now. I'm going to hold on to you right now. You're the perfect person I would want to be.
I'm going to give you this baby. So you got to stick
have
with
my cake
me,
and eat
but too. I'm going to go do my thing. I'll be back.
I remember one time I was dating a guy, and God bless him for being so, you know, honest.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we were dating, and this is years ago, and we were dating, and I was all for having a relationship with him. I was gung-ho, and he was perfect and everything like that. And he said, when I brought it up of like, so what are we doing? Like, so are we like exclusive? Are we going together?
Is there like that?
Do we go together?
Yeah. And he said, you know, Melissa, he was like, you're amazing. And he was like,
that's never good.
It starts like that.
Yeah, no, he was just like, but he was like, I'll put it like this. If Miss Wright showed up right now, I would mistreat her. And if that's who you are, then I want to keep this where it is because I'm not ready in my life to be that good.
Master Splinter Fuckboy comes again. Let me just tell you something about...
No, no, no. And I was appreciative that he said that.
Master Splinter will always tell you the truth and make you think it tastes sweet. Here's the thing that I have a problem with guys like that. Like, they make things taste different, right? The opposite of the baby mama guy that we all know to look out for is the nice guy with a million female friends who are acting like baby mamas. Mm. That guy's harder to pinpoint, but has the exact same problem. Mm. Every woman friend in his life has emotionally disrespectful relationships where they kind of cross the line in conversation, kind of have a flirtation happening.
Yeah.
And whenever he gets a real girlfriend, they're all suddenly lined up like baby's mamas. Like, oh, I thought I had next. Mm-hmm. Right? And so we have to be careful about the nice guys who have fake baby mamas via emotional relationships with other women who are doing the same thing, because there's a lot of them out there.
That was one of the questions that I was going to ask all of you, is like,
my female friend loves me. No, she wants your dick.
She wants you.
How would you deal with the women that have an important, that hold an important role in a man's life, like that were there before you, but he's chosen you? How would you deal with the women? Would you make him choose? Like,
I don't make that bitch me. I wouldn't make anybody choose unless it was something like if you had a previous relationship with that person. I think it's once you cross the line of sexual relationship with somebody and they're still in your life, how do you want me to sit at a table with somebody that you slept with and be cool with that? This person knows what you feel like at the end of the day. I'm not good with that. I can't. Yeah,
they
do
know
that.
The faces you make when you're coming and everything. Like,
yeah,
that's
you.
What
thank
I said
you,
in the last episode. I found my own twin. You have a twin. I have a
they
twin.
Know,
I'm in the same
room. They know your old face.
Face. Get out my house.
They know your old face. So I can't. I wouldn't be okay. Now, if it was a girl that you were friends with, that's a high school friend, or
there was never chemistry though.
No. I'm talking no chemistry. It has to be completely platonic. But if there was something there before and it was a relationship, that's a really hard pill for me to swallow, to be like, oh, I'm okay with you being friends with somebody that you already have slept with. Like, that's just not, maybe there's more women that are a little bit more mature than me that can deal with that. But I'm sorry. You know what my man looks like naked. You know what it feels like. So I just couldn't do it. And I've been in that situation.
What if you are that girl? What if you are the friend of your ex and you're just platonic friends? Like it has been a long time since that even went down, but you guys have a really strong friendship. You've never tripped and fallen on that dick again. It's been years, like over a decade.
It's hard for me to even analyze.
I've been that girl.
That's never happened to me. So
I mean,
I've been that girl, and I have, like, when some of my friends, even my friends that are totally platonic, when they get girlfriends, unfollow from Instagram, and I do not check on you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's me. Really?
That's me.
Look.
Really?
Anybody who's not rooting for you has
and
to go.
If, out of respect.
So let's say I know you and I know a guy and you guys start dating. Yeah. I don't follow him, but I keep following you.
Yeah.
If I need to talk to him, I contact you.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah.
I just, honestly, I had a situation with one of my really, really good friends that... it's kind of like long. It's just like when, you know, we have like this really good relationship, totally platonic. We have never even hold hands. Mm-hmm. And, I used to tell him, like, when you get a girlfriend, this is going to have to stop, because it just doesn't look the same. Yeah. Like, when you and me are having lunch, people just don't see two friends having lunch. Mm-hmm. They just it looks like a date.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Even if we're not holding hands, we're just like laughing and smacking each other. But it just looks,
it's
you
intimacy.
Know.
Yeah.
It's actual intimacy.
He used to say, no, you know, you're my sister. Like, no.
Yeah.
And then he got a girlfriend, and I keep asking him about her. I wanted to meet her, and he kept lying to me, telling me she likes you, she can wait to meet you. And then he would, like, I think, like, at some point he felt he liked the, oh, like the idea of two girls fighting for him, or his girlfriend jealous. So he kept lying to me about how the girl really felt about me. Mm-hmm. And he would, like, you know, oh, let me take you to dinner. And then, you know, he's like, I'm on his Snapchat, and I'm thinking
she's
all
fine.
Good. So I'm just like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do. And then one day I get this message from
death threats.
No, like literally he changed his number on me, and I'm trying to, I was actually dating somebody at the time, and I'm trying to text him because I had just started dating this guy. Uh-huh. And I wanted to tell him some details. Yeah. And the messages were going green. So then I'm like, wait, what the hell? So I ask another friend, like, hey, did this person change his number? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, he didn't give it to you. And I'm like, So I message him on Instagram. And I say, hey, like, did you change your number on me? Like, I've been trying to call you because I want to tell you what happened with so-and-so. And then a message that appears to be from the girl. Mm-hmm. Saying something. No, it looked like it was from him, but it looked like she typed
she wrote it.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, we've done things and that's that, but now I have a girlfriend. I don't know if she was trying to get information for me to say, well, like, what happened? That happened a long time ago. So I looked at this and I went to sleep and I said, let me sleep on it.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I vomit all over that bitch. I was like, bitch, you should feel that way because when I'm the kind of woman that when I walk into a room, you bitches period. Like you are gonna like be shaking her.
Period. Fuck yeah. No.
I was like,
you shitty.
I'm like, go ask him why he say this and that to me is so inappropriate. Like, I just like, you know, and he have mentioned things about her, like she was like.
He told you personal things.
Right. Yeah, like her boyfriend beat her and she used to take care of him. And I was like, how I never take care of nobody to beat me.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mad. Wait, me. No. I was like, you're that. You were like daddy's little wretch.
Okay, Meek Mill.
I'm like, I take care of my mom. You take care. Like, your parents take care of you still.
Damn.
And, you know, and then.
But why,
you know,
unleash on her when it was him that was perpetuating the whole lie, though?
Because I know she was going to see it. So I wanted both of them. Oh, and then I told him, I also say, you know, I told him also, I say, hey, like, and I was like, and don't let this bitch gas you up. You being ugly, you will always be ugly to me.
Oh, wait.
Like, I love you like a brother, but you ugly.
I did not know that you Tauruses get down like that.
No, I'm mad you slept on it and still came back, ago. Like, ready.
Fired.
But, you know, and I told him, I said, and you know what, like, family is forever because this person and I have a relationship of like a, I hate saying like brother because nobody but my brother is my brother. But, you know, my mom loves him. Yeah. My mom calls him my son and blah,
like
blah, blah.
Family, yeah.
Yeah. So we have like a family type of like bond and you're going to like let some hoe that is going to last like 3 months. And exactly 3 months later, they've broken up.
Right.
And then he's Rosa starts scratching at the door like a little puppy
dog.
Right.
So for 3 years, we didn't spoke.
Yeah. You know what your new nickname is? Fucking grenade launcher.
Right.
I'm very proud of you because
Scorpio is.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Here's the thing about Taurus. We're the mercenary sign. So we don't go looking for people, but we do put out a hit if something really bad happened.
We're the sign of
death.
But
I don't fight anybody. By the time I get mad, things have gotten very bad and I've given myself permission to completely annihilate.
But I know you like, even like from that situation, even more so like now.
I can't imagine you like that.
There's no guy that I know has a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually unfollow. Like, and especially when I know the girl, follow the girl, unfollow the guy. Like, I'm going to save myself. Because I've been in that situation where a guy, like, that is dating my friend says something inappropriate to me. And I tell her and she gets mad at me.
Yeah. Right. I hate when that happens.
So annoying.
I don't understand why women get mad at their girlfriend if their man acts inappropriately towards them. Like, it's not my fault.
A lot of women assume that other women can't be happy for them. Mm. And when another woman says something that seems like it's in some way impeding their happiness, they assume that woman is like trying to undermine, well, you don't have anybody. You're just mad that I got, like, there's all the suspicion that we have around each other. I have a rule for my guy friends. Mm-hmm. As much as I love them, whenever they have a groupie, I refuse to befriend her. Like, one of my guy friends has like two or three groupies that he wants me so badly to be friends with. No. I was like, she doesn't want to be my friend. She's trying to get to you. And therefore, she wants to be nice to me to have me help her get to you. I'm not playing that role in her life because it's so manipulative.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of her getting dick. I'll worry about my own dick.
Who are these friends that you have that have groupies, though? Like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Look at Roxy's
The binder
face.
Thickens.
I told you the binder.
The binder thickens.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys set up people up? Like, when a guy says, yo, like, hook me up with Melissa.
No. Everybody I've set up has gotten married.
Really?
I've done it 5 times and all 5 of them have gotten married.
Okay.
I can't do it for myself, though. Cupid's arrow doesn't go inward.
Here. I'm going to a wedding in March of 2 people that I set up, and I did not see that one coming. I didn't set them up. I just put them in the same place at the same time, and I didn't see that coming. But
and now they're getting
and
married.
Now they're getting married. They
can you
would
have a party.
They would
us?
Never have met if it wasn't for me.
Wait, can you have a party? You're 5-0
yeah,
right
you
now.
You have the fucking party. You got all the fucking guys.
I know, but honestly, I want to win too. Somebody
when
else
guys tell me like, oh, like hook me up with your girl, I always tell them like, get your
hell
own
no.
Hoes,
right? You know what? Let me ask you guys.
Get your own hoes?
Let me ask that's you guys. Do you think
if I have time? Mm-hmm. To do something, I'm gonna connect myself
thank
with
you.
Somebody. And oh, like hook me up with Roxy. Sweetie, I wanna fuck Roxy.
What? Wow. Wow. You wanna go first, guys?
Like, bring
no. Rosa, you never told me you felt this way about me before. Wait a
minute. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like when people like are like, oh, like Melissa is so cute. I know she's cute. I've been trying to like, you know.
Oh, we need to come back because this is very
it's
fun.
Like, don't shoot your
fucking,
shot.
Like, don't have me working for you mm-hmm. and then like for you to get like, you know, enjoy the fruits of like my connection. Right. I'm gonna try to connect myself right. there.
And then yeah. you don't want somebody to mess up the connection that you have. Cause God forbid you hook up your girlfriend with a friend or yeah. something like that. And then that goes haywire. And then it's like, yeah. who do you have to stay friends
that
with?
Happens, oh, that I happened that. To me once.
I'm literally going through something like that like right now, but I digress. I wanted to actually talk, like, you know, get your opinion on some event ideas that I had. I wanna start doing some I'm Here for the Food events. Where we have our foodies and our besties come and, you know, my friends as well. And I'm thinking about, you know, teaming up with like a matchmaking service to do a speed dating.
That would be so fun.
But I want to take it a step further uh-oh. And make it interracial.
Yeah.
Like really, no, really interracial, where the women are all women of color and the men are all other.
Plot
no.
twist.
Plot
it should,
twist.
It should be like a lot of options.
Okay. So what I did want to talk about also is like the frustration that I feel whenever I have gone out with somebody and it just ended up, you know, falling apart. And then one of your guy friends just happens to say to you, well, that's the niggas that you choose. I find that to be one of the most dismissive statements yeah. because realistically the ratio, if we're going to be race loyal to black men, mm-hmm. the ratio is not in our favor. It just isn't.
It's like 1 to every 8.
30.
I'm trying to be nice to my heart.
30 to every one.
Let me say.
And when we talk, when we're talking about shit. That one guy, we're talking about available, straight, not homeless.
Straight.
Jesus.
Then we're
good credit.
Right, I was a car.
I had good credit.
Player, homeless.
No one.
And couch
now
surfing.
There's no one left.
Shout out to the couch surfers.
If you're hoping and thinking that you're going to meet somebody.
We know them. Rosa knows a couple. I know several.
Yeah. Oh, no. LA, it's an
it's full of homeless, attractive men who go to Runyon looking for
it. They have a nice car, though.
Yeah.
It's so true.
They be having a nice car.
Because they live in it.
No house.
They
car.
Live in
no
the
car,
house,
yeah.
but nice car.
Yeah,
just don't pop up that trunk. There's everything in there.
A little shower, some towels,
some Axe body spray in the glove right. compartment.
No, but it is a real life conversation that needs to be had more often amongst women of color who are very race loyal.
Yeah,
because the ratio is out of our favor, so we're going to stay single longer, hoping against hope that we're going to run into our fucking counterpart and he'd be available and disease free and, you know, kid free.
This is getting smaller and smaller.
I'm sorry, but these are not high standards.
Look, he's gonna have a little itch if he's free. Not homeless.
What the fuck? What are unrealistic standards?
Right.
Disease free.
Right.
Having a home.
Housing. A job.
Good credit.
No kids.
No baby mama.
Right.
Non-violent.
That's high standard.
No
baby mama is asking for too much.
Wait, I was going to say.
That's asking for too much.
Take the baby mama and the children off the table. You can have those, okay?
Yeah, you can have those.
But like realistically, like finding somebody who is your counterpart. You are a beautiful, gainfully employed, charismatic, funny, emotionally, you know, available, just dope chick. Don't you want to find your counterpart?
Oh.
Don't you feel you deserve your counterpart?
Okay.
Well, your counterpart, I don't know where he
Melissa,
is.
That's
he's probably
like
in
when
here
you're
in LA.
That felt like when you're in bed and it's like, are you tired of feeling?
Right. You're like, we're all like,
you look at the TV like, yes.
Actually, that is me. That felt like an infomercial for Hitachi.
Do you feel like you really want to like winning life? You're like,
Yeah, I do. They come here. Tony Robbins is on the TV. We'll help you find the right man next week. He won't be black, though.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, people.
Yeah,
thank you
no, for coming to my I TED honestly Talk. No. Want a counterpart. Mm-hmm. What I've realized, though, is that I have to be honest about what's a negotiable and what's a non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. And my negotiables are things that are based on integrity and the journey mm-hmm. rather than the destination. Right?
Right.
Instead of wanting a rich man, which I might have wanted when I was younger, I want a man who's ambitious and talented.
Okay.
Because then yeah. he can get rich, right? Yeah. Instead of wanting someone who's super emotionally intelligent, I want someone who's super curious and open to learn and can admit when they're wrong. Because
right.
then he can become emotionally intelligent.
Right.
So if I find things that are steadily aligned with where I'm headed.
Potential. If they
no,
got
no, not
that
potential.
Potential.
No, no, no. You're 24. You can date fucking potential.
I'm too old for potential,
honey. Fuck that shit.
I have 7 eggs left, Parker.
Well,
okay?
I don't want to be teaching no nigga how to act right either at 24 either. Shit.
So I'm glad you brought that up. I do not want potential. I want you to already be doing it and be
yeah,
in the process.
Yeah, being in the path already.
Being in the process. Potential means you're on the sidewalk waiting to get on like
yeah.
on the path.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to be
already
on
the path.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want it to.
If a guy's on the path and he's already headed there, but I'm slightly ahead of them, we're going right. to the same party.
Mm-hmm.
We can even carpool sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you're in the bushes somewhere with random chicks,
no.
then it's a no, bruh. I don't date in the bush.
I want to know for you guys, is it like a big deal that you want to date you know, a black
man?
Guy?
No.
I'm
it's not a deal
I'm
breaker for me.
Cuban, right? So I feel like if he's just Latin, you know.
I date everything.
Have you felt like pressure to date? You know
what? I'm
only you're biracial, and I'm a black Afro Latina. So like I think for us, there's sometimes where heritage gives you, you know, a wider berth.
Yeah.
So I think there's African American women who are not mixed race, who are not from a different ethnic background, who just feel like they want to find a good Southern black man. And then for me, I'm like, viva la Asta, look, okay, if we just like each other and you cool and culturally competent, this right. might be popping for me.
Yeah. Very, like, you know me, I don't broadcast my relationships. Nobody ever knows when I'm dating, when I'm not, who I'm dating. I'm so creep life, it's not even funny. One time I was out on a date with this Italian guy because I love a fucking, you know, slick back hair Guido.
Oh my
gosh. I'm all over the place.
You
I told
need to go
you.
Back to
Wait,
New York.
Wait, where is the 70-year-old?
Jersey Shore.
I'll get back to that. I'll get back to that. Yeah. I'll get back to that.
Well, now that I know that she's, I have a feeling that it's probably not the same person, but we'll get back to that.
But so I was standing outside of this Italian restaurant with this, you know, very attractive Italian Greek guy. And we were waiting to be seated and this black guy walked by. And me and the guy, you know, I forget his fucking name. But we were like, you know, hugging and, you know, whatnot and kind of kissing and stuff like that. And this black guy walked by and he stopped and he was like, say it ain't so, Miss Ford. Excuse the fuck out of me.
Do you know
me.
How many white girls he had sex with?
Thank you.
Week?
Right.
If you don't get the
oh
hell out of my
God.
Face.
Right.
And that's I don't want to hear it.
And that's another double standard.
I don't want to hear
another,
it.
It so is a double standard.
That's another
it
double
so
standard
is.
That frustrates me is that black men feel like, no, I can, you know, get my dick wet by, you know,
whomever.
31 fucking flavors.
Right.
But when black women decide enough is enough, I've tried to be race loyal. All I've dated is black men, but I found my happiness with
Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly it's like, you fucking traitor. You know, you're a bum
I
bitch.
Think that
he's a fucking slave master. This is reverse plantation mentality. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, is it really all of that?
Well, you were in the plantation before me with Becky and them, so.
Right.
Give me direction,
yeah.
Show me the path to where you went last week.
I feel like.
Don't play with me.
I feel like black men should give us a little bit more leeway just to have more of a conversation and stop being so fucking judgmental.
Well, I don't have, we have though. To, right, exactly. Yeah. I'm just like,
because
we don't
the,
need
because
nothing
they, because
from
they
them.
Come after us in comment sections.
Who gives a fuck about the comment section?
In the comment section. The comment section.
I love how she said it though.
One.
Who gives a fuck about comment section?
What the fuck?
She does not give a fuck. Just when people feel like that they can like impede on your right. life and your happiness right. and
they can,
why they
can
even
feel
care?
However
I
the fuck
care
they want to.
Like,
the truth is that they don't stop anything.
I know they
don't. If somebody says like, you were never going to do anything with your life and they leave it in your comment. Did that?
You always have the best clapbacks though. You are a special breed, Rosa.
No,
okay?
I barely even like, I most of the time just like block people. I only talk when it's funny enough that I can like make you look like bad. Like,
yeah.
But I can embarrass you, then I say something.
Let me just give context to what I'm saying there. So one of my best friends, her name is Natasha. She is extraordinarily beautiful. Half Haitian, half Bahamian. Chocolate. You know who I'm talking about. Natasha Ellie? No? Okay. Well, she is now...
We're going to put a picture of her
on the screen. And her husband. She's now Natasha Maloney. And her husband is... his name is Drew. And he's white. And
what kind of white? Because some of them are light skin.
No, he's swaggy white.
Okay.
He's like an older Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, if it's like one of them John B types.
I love Mark Wahlberg.
I can do some John B.
Yeah.
Look, I can do that.
So that's like my special. They just have to be older. I just can't do...
I know.
Is he 70 as well?
No.
Me and Parker are the only ones not dating 70-year-olds.
Don't let me divert from this point. But Rosa loves a balding man with a beer belly.
Rosa!
Yeah, she loves that shit. So we'll get back to Rosa's preferences. If you thought my shit was weird, Rosa's even weirder.
We were twins up until
Let me just give context to what the last thing I was saying. So my girlfriend Natasha and her husband Drew, and they have a beautiful family, and they just had a daughter, and they have a son. Both kids are under the age of two. They're like, she's living the dream.
Right.
This is a woman that I've known for a very long time. She was very race loyal, and as strong and as beautiful as she was, I saw her get mistreated. She found her happiness in this man who treats... The sun rises and sets on the crack of her ass, according to him. And sometimes I'll just be, you know, looking through her page and whatnot, you know, insta-stalking them because they're so awesome. And I'll see the most vile, disgusting commentary from people who feel like it's usually black men that feel like they need to insult her.
Who didn't want her anyways?
But they're pissed off about the choice that she ended up making and how she found, you know, like her family was born from this man's love of her. And that's the kind of thing that pisses me off. You know what I'm saying?
I tell you what I feel because I tend when it comes to men, I have, you know, dated like white men or like mix, like, you know, like German and Cuban or, you know, Italian and Dominican. So they look white even when they are not fully white.
White,
right?
Presenting.
I'm not always like just picking, like it has to be. It just happens. It's just, you know, what happens, whatever. And when it comes to like black men, I feel like they feel so loved, and I love the fact that now, you know, other races of women like them, that when they find somebody that appears to not like them, they are so hurt. Cause a lot of my guy friends, you know, when I tell them, like, you know, when we have like conversation, I say, well, you know, like, let's say I'm single. Like, I'm single. And they're like, well, you know, I'm like, I just don't like anybody. And they just feel like, well, you know, you have all these guys. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't like them.
Yeah.
And they just feel like, well, you have to be more open. What they mean by that is like, you should be dating more like black guys. Mm-hmm. And I usually tell them, you know, you are not interested in like changing your standards or
your
the things that you like,
right?
Your preferences. But all of a sudden, I have to change mine.
Right.
You know? And so I feel like they are just like really hurt because they love
they're spoiled. They're spoiled.
They love the attention they're getting from all different races, you know, and the fact that the guys get all the girls like them, but then we haven't really seen that for the black girls.
Right. It's called desirability politics. We did a whole episode on color.
But,
Black men are at the top of the food chain with white women, and black women and Asian men are at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to desirability, that's the place where black women and black men completely leave each other. Mm-hmm. They all rise to the top, and we all sink to the bottom.
Right. But then, you know,
and the worst black men are the ones that have to, like, you know, promote just how much I don't fuck with black women.
I never hear a Latino man say, I don't like Latinas. Or a white guy say, I don't like white girls.
You're right.
A lot of black guys. And I feel like they say it sometimes in front of
to
like
to intentionally inflict harm.
To see if we're going to like hee hee ha ha them.
Yeah.
Like,
you being a Latin woman.
You like Latinas. And when they do shit like that, I just honestly, like, I just look back and I'm like,
that's a fucking turn off.
You have integrity.
Even
Rosa.
Better for me. More pussy for me then. Thanks.
Rosa is, yo, pew, 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 pew. I love you.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't fucking like say that just because you think that I'm an insecure girl and that's going to make me feel like,
oh, you don't like what
so you're
like
not a pick me is what you're saying.
She's not a pick me girl.
So pick me's are girls who enjoy watching other women get dragged if they get to be chosen as the one.
Yeah.
I cannot. I have another friend who's friends with a pick me, and I was like, don't bring her around me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to be around any woman.
Was that when we were at Bossa Nova?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to be around any woman who literally has to make herself look good by making other women look bad.
Yeah. Terrible.
And if she enjoys other women looking bad, she's not my chick. I don't care how cool she is to you. You're a black man. She wants your dick. Of course she's going to be nice to you.
Right.
She's
sometimes I see these like videos of girls that have, like, let's say, you know, skin disease, or maybe they're like burnt, or they just like are not looking really good, or they have like alopecia, or like they bald for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then you see the makeover, then with the wig and makeup and guys on there like, that's why I'm going to take my girl swimming
so I
shut
can wash
the fuck
her.
Up.
Yeah.
Like, you are ugly with and without money, and your dick is like on the minus 17 spectrum, and you're out here like talking about like, this is why I just shut the fuck up.
Don't
like,
get us talking about micro penises.
And then I see
we're
girls.
Not doing any more micro penis episodes. The micro penis community, I'm and so then, sorry.
Oh my
up.
God. But I see girls. I see girls like posting stuff like that, like and I always comment like, she's actually not ugly. If you look at her, she's not
ugly. I think there's
beauty
in every woman.
She might
need
a facial or two. She might need a little skincare regimen, but she's not an ugly girl. She's a beautiful smile, and maybe she's losing her hair because she's wearing them wigs because you guys are making her feel like
my mic away from me right now.
Actual hair is not cute.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Roxy, are you saying that we're in a room of attractive women who like other women?
Huh.
You actually like other women, yes?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You said you can find beauty in all.
No, I could.
They act like you don't exist. They
no.
Like
I think
they're attractive and like
women
don't.
Oh,
exist.
I'm sorry. When you asked the question, I went straight Scorpio mind. I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say?
Let me clarify. That was the reason why I handpicked all three of you to join Blue and I together, because you guys are girls. You know, in the way that you genuinely like other women, you're not insecure. You're not insecure.
100%.
Yeah. You're like, I'm bad all by myself.
I
want to
be with
girls.
I wish I could be friends with more girls, but then it turns into cattiness it's into
most
the situation that Rosa
not
said.
All like us.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're scared about me taking your man. I was like, bitch, I don't want your man though. I just want to be, I really want to be friends
with
girls.
I want you. You're the one paying the bills.
You know?
I want the same thing. Rose is on like, baby girl, I want you. I don't want your man.
You're the one paying his bills. I want you.
I've always known, you know, about Rose's sexual preferences.
Okay.
I didn't know that you, and I just found out about yours.
What happened? What did I do now?
That you, pansexual.
Well, pansexual just means I like masculine energy. If it's a swaggy lesbian named Ralph or a man.
Named Ralph.
I like strong masculine energy. So, yeah.
And you've dabbled.
I have dabbled, and I just love women just in general.
Okay.
Yeah. Roxy, you might have more than I do.
We're beautiful. Roxy, I have to know.
I am a drunk lesbian. I know I'm a drunk lesbian.
But have you ever woken up next to
I've
a woman?
I've never been with a woman before. I mean, Rosa has me switching my thinking, rethinking my life now.
Okay, you know? It's like literally, you know, the snow on TV when you're on an auxiliary channel. That's what happens to my brain whenever she's around.
She's around. I'm like, why not try?
Until that one comes around.
It's like, well, maybe. I don't know.
Our body. I said this in the last episode about her.
Oh, you did? She didn't mention the last episode.
I was like,
you're very confusing energy right now.
A couple of business cards in my name.
I know
this is gonna happen.
No,
so
I mentioned this to you when you sat down next to me. It was like a spotlight was on me, and I was just like, "You have very strong energy." Like, I'm not a shy person.
It's powerful.
I went into the other room. I was like, "I gotta go get some water, guys. I'll be right."
And I followed her right back.
And she followed me. I was like, "Oh, you're still here."
Yeah, no, it's powerful. Okay, so let me throw a question out to all of you. All right, you know, I'm gonna ask a question, but let me just get this fucking thing out the way.
70-year-old.
Oh, okay. Who's yours?
Dennis Haysbert. I want to be.
Okay.
I want to be in good hands
like
with
too.
Allstate all day long.
I didn't.
I heard he only likes blonde hair, blue eyes. Not necessarily has to be white, but he just prefers blonde hair, blue eyes. But trust me, if he came by, oh my god,
I feel you on that.
What a man.
Totes. Mine is cut from the same cloth.
Okay.
Ernie Hudson.
I'm confused. I don't know who that is.
Ghostbusters.
Are you serious?
Fuck fuck you, Blue. Okay, look at him now.
Mine makes more sense.
Listen,
Mel.
Fuck you guys. Okay, listen.
He's not even Jeff Goldblum.
No, I don't even know if he is 70. Yeah.
Listen,
he's gorgeous.
Yeah,
in
Google
that voice,
Ernie Hudson.
Oh my God,
who you gonna call Ernie? Really? Right, Buster's guy.
Listen, right,
y'all. I apologize for Melissa. She had too much champagne.
No, I have not. Listen, right
then
now,
mine make more
something,
sense.
Yeah. Something wasn't the vegan cupcakes.
If you guys don't shut the fuck up right now, listen,
it's your taste.
No, he is on a show.
I'm just glad we don't.
You're gonna make his whole life. You're gonna make his whole life, just so you know.
No, just listen to me.
He's gonna be in your DMs right now.
Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. Frankie.
About old people fall in love. Yes.
Oh my God.
Listen. Okay, I am about to join OurTime.com. Okay, it's a fucking dating website. You got to be 50 and older to join. But move over, bitches. I'm coming for them.
No.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the show, hide your fathers from Melissa.
It's called OurTime.com.
And your grandfathers
Not just your grandfathers.
We are not going to shame. No, I'm we are not going to age shame.
I have a hearing problem.
Melissa is if you have a good AARP membership right now, you your time.
Holler
right
at your fucking girl.
Let's go.
Okay, Melissa, but listen. No, listen. Google his picture right now.
Oh, I'm clear with Ghostbusters. I grew up on
them
as a
child. He is ridiculously handsome. So, So, a couple of years ago, I was at the ABFF Honors. Shout out to my big brother, Jeff Friday, and his wife, Nicole.
I love ABFF.
Yeah, ABFF Honors. So, it was in the award shows 2 years ago, and I met Ernie Hudson there. Mm-mm. I'm going to show you guys a picture.
Oh, you took a picture with
him?
I know what he looks like. He looks like everybody's grandfather.
He's fine.
Oh, my God.
Can we go back to, are you in good hands right now?
Okay, so I had a question.
Right.
That's a way better choice.
Now that we got that off the table, I'm going to find this fucking picture, and y'all are going to eat crow when I do.
I already know what he looks like, so I'm not eating anything but chicken. I'm clear with, Ernie, if you're watching this, I'm a big fan. I just don't want to stoop you.
Listen, let me say something. Ernie, if you're single.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Ernie, you probably have a wife. Stay with her.
Okay, if he's married, then I take it all back. But then your wife's like,
can we go back to me trying to get with Dennis Haysbert right now?
Oh, yeah, Dennis Haysbert. If you're single, holler at your girl,
which I
Roxy.
Know he is.
She's
so
blonde
I've heard.
Right now. So, you know.
Blonde, right? Yeah, that's true.
If you
contact. She's a great actress. She can be blonde any day.
Right. I just want to be
if any of your sons are single.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So here, I have a real life question for you guys. This is just like a kind of throw it
I
out
should
there.
Google Eric's picture.
No, I'm showing you this motherfucking picture of Ernie Hudson. How
Ernie, I said Eric.
It is going to work.
Okay.
Would you date you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm looking for me actively as we speak. Please, somebody send me me. I buy dinners, flowers. I actually believe in courtship. I don't believe in courting men because they're so spoiled, as we talked about, from there being 37 to every one man.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But if a man courts me and is consistently courting me, I give it right back. So right. I like the reciprocity. Okay. So I would totally date me because I already do date me when I'm in a relationship.
Although I have found, though, that when you re-court the courting process, sometimes they're not even used to that. They don't even know what it is for a girl to be a giver. They freak out. Mm-hmm. And then you usually lose them by there. Mm. That has happened.
That she's actually right. Sometimes there's an old thing that happened this is not going to get sad. When I was a little kid, I went to Catholic school and we would give pennies to the people from different countries that were like poor or whatever. You know, those horrible commercials with the big bellies and the flies flying around them. Yeah. Those were really problematic commercials, by the way. And I remember as a child saying, instead of giving them pennies, why can't we send them sandwiches? And I'll never forget, one of the nuns said to me, when someone has been malnutritioned for that long, too much nourishment at once will make them throw up. You have to give them soup and then salad and then a sandwich. Wow. I think the soul is the same way. When someone's been malnutritioned, if you love up on them
chicken
too hard.
Food, chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah, well, a little bit more than that, like a hoagie. Yeah. But if you love up on them too much, they spit it back up because their system doesn't know how to process it. So when someone's like that, I very slowly start treating them nice so they can get accustomed to it. And then I give them a banquet.
So they've been used to oatmeal and I've been giving them mastros.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
They've been throwing it back up. It's like after a fast, you can't have a pizza, you throw it back up.
Yeah. I feel like that's pace me yourself. Right
that's you?
Now. That's me right now.
Oh, you're getting soup?
You said you're getting spoiled.
Oh, you
I know, but I'm like an asshole. Like, I'm like an asshole. I'm over here like, I need soup. I need soup for sure.
No sandwiches for you. Just
yeah, I don't need it all.
Blue said that she went through her hoe phase in like her
20s. It's your time, girl. Please take it.
Let me look vicariously through you. Are you having a hoe phase?
If you don't like it.
Whatever that means. And I believe that to determine what a hoe phase is, like to classify it.
Sexual liberation.
Sexual liberation. You know, what's good for the the goose is good for the
but
fucking
be an ethical
gander.
Slut though.
Yeah.
Be an ethical slut. Yes.
Sleep. Yeah. I had
a boyfriend, you know, when you ask them like, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for Christmas? And they say nothing. And I literally, like, there's a website that sells a nothing. It's like a bag of air. And it says nothing.
You are a human troll.
I need that.
Gave him something really nice, but that was like the very first thing. I got you exactly what you wanted.
I love
he was
that.
Kind of like, and then I was like, I'm kidding. Like, I got something for you.
That is so clever, Rosa.
That's actually great. Send me that link.
She is so clever.
I have the links for the best presents for the people that already have everything, just like funny, like little things.
What if you want to send a fuck you gift? Do you have like, you know, a phone number for like 100 pounds of gorilla shit or something? I know somebody that needs that.
And the Scorpios are back.
I would love to send 100 pounds of gorilla shit to somebody. Really?
Team Leo,
I would love to do that.
Those things,
I'm just offering my own shit. Why does it have to be like gorilla shit? Like, I'm having like, let's go.
100 pounds.
I want the truck beeping. hitting your car like, okay, here you go, 100 pounds of gorilla shit.
Back to Parker's hoe face.
I'm a relationship.
I need you to have a hoe face. Please.
I'm like a relationship kind of girl,
no,
but
please,
like I have been out
please
here.
Let us, we're old and we got to live vicariously through
I
you.
Have some things that I could tell you guys off camera. I have lived quite a fun life.
Oh, so her hoe face was 2 weeks of sin. Okay. Sometimes the intensity makes it like, you know what?
I just don't think that everybody should have a hoe face.
Nope. And I think if you have your hoe face at
no,
any
because
point
some
in life.
Some of us just don't. I don't enjoy that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the same way.
But
like,
you had to try it to know you didn't enjoy
okay,
it.
Okay, well, let me
so
tell
you.
You
had a whole weekend.
Truth. No, truth. So let me tell you. So I'm going to give you my story of my whole face. Mm-hmm. I had two very long relationships. My first two relationships, they were both long, 5 and 2 years. And then when I was done, my mom said to me, you know what? You don't have to marry every person that you date. Mm-hmm. Right? In your 20s, how about you just like go out, have fun, maybe have two boyfriends at the same time. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to have two boyfriends at the same time. And then I met this one guy and I kept telling him like, yeah, I'm just trying to have fun. I was trying to be a hoe. And then I ended up in a relationship with him for 2 years.
Man.
Like, but it's just not my thing to be like with
Multiple people.
It gets tiring. I don't know how these bitches least, do
you
it.
You have to try it to know. Like, it's different if you try it and you know you don't like it. But to not even explore and so you're just assuming you don't like it can be dangerous because then you're a 40-year-old divorcee or you trying to creep with the guy handing out the newspapers. Like, a lot of women who don't have a phase.
I just don't
up.
Feel like if you don't have that in you, don't force
yeah,
it.
Don't force it.
I feel like I have done enough. And I've been, like I was telling you guys earlier, I have like a boy's mentality. Like, I have my whole life, I feel
I
like.
You.
I'm just very like, I don't know, that's just who I am. I'm a Leo, you know? Yeah. I'm very flirtatious. That's just who I am naturally. So it's like, I've lived a good life, but I just personally like to just be with somebody. I want to take care of somebody. I want someone to take care of me and just someone to like spend my life with. I'm like a grandma in this body. Like,
no, I think that's
genuinely,
think that's
it's too much to keep up with like 10 people at one time. You know, have I done it? Of course I have.
I take it back.
Am I fucking them
it's
all?
It's not
no.
a hoe face. Yeah. It's not a hoe face because I feel like what you're saying is exactly how I was when I was your age. And I was a serial monogamist. It wasn't I wasn't being a hoe. It wasn't
right. one branch till you grabbed a hold of the next, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. The branch is being boys.
I wasn't playing around.
Because I wasn't a serial monogamist. Well, I was engaged twice by the time I was your age.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah, but that's why.
I haven't even been engaged one time.
It's not fun.
You haven't?
No.
It's not fun.
What? Never.
No.
No.
Sometimes they ask you to marry them just because they don't want anybody else to have you.
That
you're going.
May have happened on a break of desperation.
Yeah,
move, but I've never been engaged ever.
The way it happens matters, though. I've never had a romantic engagement. It's always been like, I think the first guy played an old Jagged Edge song. He's like, you heard the man. I was like,
wait, maybe what? At the altar.
This is old Jagged. This is a song called Let's Get Married. Yeah. He let the song play while looking in my eyes real creepy. He's like,
that is not a real proposal.
You heard him.
Where
and I was like, so we're engaged, I guess? Like, so not all engagements. I've never had like an Instagrammable engagement. It's always been,
I've been
questionable.
Engaged.
I will
I've
say
engaged.
About the whole face thing is, I think anything that feels like
I'm telling you, I've lived like
she's
a long
lived a life.
Fucking
I think
life.
She's actually
like,
had a whole face.
I'm like
that she's
y'all's
not
age right
face.
Now.
No, I don't understand.
Yeah,
I completely
you had
understand.
Your whole face. You're just not calling it that.
I know, because I've literally, like, ever since I got out of high school, I had my boyfriend. We got engaged. We had our little moment and then broke up with him. And then I was with the 30-year-old and we were together. I was, you know, trying to live my life, have, you know, my little hoe phase or just be out here doing me. And then I had him and then broke up with him. And then I had another little, like, phase where I was like, okay, I'm going to just be single for, like, 6 months and, like, really, you know, try for myself to just
remember
have
those
fun.
Days where I had to try to
like,
be single.
Try.
I had to try to be single because it's just, there was so much abundance.
Yeah, so part
and now it's just like cake. Cricket, cricket, chirp,
I think we should
chirp.
Have this conversation with you in 5 years.
In 5 years, yeah.
Because I feel like at 28, there's going to be this one
long summer. We needed the young.
I feel it. I'm a perspective. So let's put this on. I just feel deeply.
Let's get it on the calendar now in 5 years.
5 years. Parker, we're going to revisit this conversation.
There's a difference between. Like when people will say like, well, you have options, but is really somebody that you don't like an option?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Are they option? It's not.
No.
Like if there's like a million guys that I don't like, that's zero options.
Literally.
You know?
Amen. Yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. So I want to play a game after I ask you guys this question. This is kind of like we do, it's like a dessert option. It's like, you know, our lasting message. What do we call these things?
Tip of the day.
Tip of the day. There we go.
I love it.
Okay.
And for any of my friends watching who know that I've given up alcohol until April, I smelt it only.
Oh, yeah, you have it. I've been looking at her. I've been watching.
I only smelled it.
I'm going to have a cupcake.
Bless. She's like, I'm going to have a cupcake.
Oh, man.
You did good. You did good.
It's been hard this whole time, but continue. Server tip of the day. As you sip in my face, you see how friendships to you? You see that? That's fine, Melissa.
All righty. Here's the question. If you could give relationship advice to your younger self, knowing what you know now, what would it be?
Fuck these niggas. Get this money, baby girl. Get this money, baby girl. Stop spending your fucking money on these niggas, baby girl.
She's 24 and
and engaged and all this.
She has all this beautiful
Jennifer
time.
Jennifer Lewis lives in Parker.
Right.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lewis lives
I would have gave Parker his advice to my younger self. Like, for real.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. I would have been like, don't date him. Don't date him.
Right.
Definitely don't date him. And don't spend your money on that one.
Yes. Like, amen.
It would have been that. So focus on you.
Focus on you. That's really what I want, like, to tell young girls. Like, God, if I had a younger sister, I would just be like, girl, do not be tripping off of these niggas because they're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, all you can really rely on is yourself, you know? And you have to take care of yourself. Like, you shouldn't rely on a man to take care
at
of
all.
You. And you should just do you. Literally live it up. Life is too freaking short. Go travel. Learn more about yourself before you jump into a relationship
Find
with these
European.
Fucking clowns because they're all clowns.
She is wise beyond her years.
They're all clowns, though.
Not, no, they're not all clowns. But I really
generation
like
now.
9 times out of 10, they really are all clowns.
They,
like,
it's a different
I've had,
generation.
Out of like four of my boyfriends, my serious relationships, two of them are decent guys. The other two were literally fucking trash. Like trash.
Yeah.
Trash. One of them fucking put his hands on me.
Trash.
The other one cheated on me.
More trash.
Like all the time and had the nerve to propose to me. Like,
what?
That's
trash.
Why I talk about those Instagram videos.
Trash.
A lot of times you see the rose petals and those
you
videos.
You don't see the truth.
Because somebody
right,
messed
exactly.
up and it's an apology. It's not because it's romantic. No.
Yeah. Okay. You guys, relationship advice you'd give to your younger selves.
I want Rosa to go first. I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
My relationship advice to myself would be stop basing your worth on how much you can help others. Focus it inward. So I wanted to fix everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of broken birds.
Yeah.
Like flittering over. Mm-hmm. And I realized that all the time that I was spending on them is time that I could have been spending on me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if I'd given to myself first then. And also like let your femininity be affirmed.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women are so strong. You know, I hate the term strong black woman.
Yeah.
I hate the term strong black woman. I am not a strong black woman. Anything that is too strong becomes brittle.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weakness. I am a supple woman. And I would like myself to, I would have wished I was more supple and less strong when I was younger because I was carrying way too much. I didn't belong to
you. You know what me and Rosa have in common? We can really get our damsel in distress.
I'm learning how to be a damsel. I've learned how to drop on sight. Like, oh.
I need to learn that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
way too strong, independent.
I'm way too
fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh, no.
So
no.
strong, so independent.
I mean, like, we're capable.
I always tell my friends, like, I already pay that my rent.
I'm a
like,
poor little Dominican girl, says Rosa.
I need to learn how to do that.
That's hard for me.
But
that's
just
a challenge.
It's like, it is hard. And that is with
especially
everything. Like,
my cash
so long,
is.
I can't do it. sometimes. I pride myself on being able to be independent. I don't need you.
That pride is killing you.
No, it probably is. And it did definitely cost me a lot of money in my relationships as well. But still, at the end of the day, the integrity, the fulfillment that I get from being able to do me for me without him is just, it's actually, that? It's orgasmic.
Keep it to yourself, you put it in your retirement.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I make money, he gives me money, so I'm going to go save my money and take his money.
No, that's literally what I'm on now, because I've spent enough money. I've spent enough money on y'all.
I have, even like my friends, don't let me pay on a date. Like when I see girls saying like, oh, like, should we pay on the date? Like my friends that have never touched me, don't let me pay on dates. No. With my girlfriends, we go one time she pays and one time I pay. We never split. Like I always tell them, what the fuck I look like? We go for coffee or tea or coffee and it's like $30 and then we're like putting 15 each. Like, come on. Like, I take it and then like next time you pay.
No, right.
But I never had like boyfriends that were like, when I live with people, when we've been engaged and all that, like they never, I mean, I try to pay.
Yeah.
I offer, you know, like dinner and stuff and,
no.
You know, no.
Yeah.
Me, Roxy, and Parker.
They let me pay like the valet.
I've definitely spent coins. Yeah. Coins. No.
I
spent
on presents. Like I give, I'm a giver. And
no, I've even given presents and then they weren't even a, appreciate it, which actually really, really hurts too. That that one is like, you know, I don't got it like you think I got it.
Right.
I know what I got, but I wanted to show you some token of love and affection because usually it's guys that have it, you know, and it's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Like, I gave like, a vacation while I was unemployed. Serious?
Yeah. No. About, like, all of that is, no. It's just,
I give nice presents, but when it comes to like the bills and the things, I'm always
like,
I'm
need broke. The website
by the
for,
way, my Cash App is
nothing.
Rosa
the nothing.
I need the website for nothing.
She gave the full Cash App. Did y'all hear that? She looked at the camera and said, I'm broke. My Cash App is Rosa. You guys, yo, she's sitting here.
I'm really
giving all the
I came here a couple of years ago and all I had was a chicken in my underwear. I literally like nothing in one outfit.
In the background.
Okay, on that note, I will say my last thing of what I would give my younger self, the advice.
Young Melissa Ford, who was considered like this groundbreaking video vixen that all these men were projecting their shit on. What would you tell her?
Date with reckless abandon.
Oh.
Because at that time, I felt like if I wasn't in a relationship, it said something. You know, I bought into that I had to be in a relationship because I still don't even understand what my reasoning was.
You didn't want to be a hoe. You didn't want to be seen as a hoe.
I guess because of what we did.
I have to give you props because you came into the industry young. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's like all this, you know, pressure to do things right.
Yes.
And be, you know, it's like you're showing your ass, but you have to be holy.
There was no blueprint. There was no way. There was no rule book. I came in the industry and for some reason I became the pioneer. Mm-hmm. I didn't set out to be that. It was a fucking accident. It just is the way that it was. But my Canadian pragmatism, you know, and just the way that I was raised lent to my mindset that when I went on a video set, I looked at it as if this was a job. Mm-hmm. So are you fucking your coworkers? I'm not. So that means I'm not fucking the artist. I'm not fucking the director. I'm not fucking the producer because I want a continuous paycheck from these people.
Right.
I want to be asked back. I want my reputation to be like, Melissa is a pleasure to work with. She's punctual. She's on time. She delivers. She's beautiful. She's nice. I wanted that to be my reputation. So I worked really hard for that to be my reputation. And because you're like serving up your sexuality on a platter, it was so easy for people to just assume that you have loose morals.
Right. Yeah.
That I felt I had to go in the opposite direction and be like, no, I have a boyfriend. Look, a boyfriend.
So you would change that?
I would absolutely change that bit and be like, Rosa, like, no, don't, didn't you hear? I'm a whore. Give me money. Yeah. That's what I, like, she, like, if somebody yeah. calls her a whore, she's just like, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, cash app, she, Rosa yeah. Costa CM, honey.
Rosa's gonna get some cash out from this episode.
She probably
that, right?
is.
Like, she's not kidding.
She probably is. Mine is Olinda Doe, dollar sign, dollar sign.
You're not, getting, you're not getting anything because you don't fuck your coworkers. It's me, on the other hand. I fuck my coworkers and yours if they work in Wall Street.
Oh, me. My God.
Oh, okay. Parker and I are over here sitting here like,
I know, I'm like, oh. I was gonna do a game of...
Roxy just like melted into the couch.
I wanted to do a game of like...
It's like my real life lesbian porn is sitting right across from me right now, and I really don't know what to do. I don't know how to handle it.
About Rosa and this whole episode right now, I feel like...
I know. I know. I wanted to do a quick game of fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, just a really quick one because my producer's looking at me like, bitch, it's time. It's time. Okay. I know. Corey.
Part two coming. You look after Valentine.
Yeah, part two should definitely come 6 months from now.
We'll
definitely
have to do a
relationship.
Yeah. We'll have to do a part two.
I said pregnant and Parker's face.
She was like counting the days from her period.
Not pregnant.
Yeah, we'll have to. We'll definitely have to do a part two. But okay, quick game of fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Future Michael B. Jordan, Lil Uzi.
Oh my God.
Oh, this is
what option? What are these options?
I know, huh?
I'm not sorry. I'm not going first.
Can you just do something more like age?
Can we I get that. That's what's coming.
Okay, but I don't want to. Can I just wait until like the people that are like in my age range?
No, Future's in your age range.
No, he's not. How old is he?
He's like, what, 32, 33? Who? Future?
He's younger
no,
than
No, he's not.
What?
Future's older than that.
No, Future is kissing 40, I think. On the
Oh, okay. So
if he's kissing 45, I can't play.
Rosa, what's the youngest that you date?
45.
My God.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She likes the
your uncle, your daddy, or your granddaddy.
Okay.
My God.
Yeah, my favorite day of the year is this Father's Day. Whenever he's speaking, like, my daddy's amazing.
Okay, and I'm
like,
what are the options?
Let me find out
like
for myself.
But it's so many.
I only heard of Future,
Michael B. Jordan, and
my daddy's a great guy. Thank you for being good.
Okay, we're going
to
give it to the youngest.
I'll answer.
Okay, Future, Michael B. Jordan, and Lil Uzi.
Don't sleep with Future. You get pregnant.
Future, Michael B. Jordan, and Lil Uzi.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is hard.
This is really easy.
That's
really
easy. Hard. Okay,
marry
so
Michael B. Jordan,
no.
Fuck Future, and kill Little
so
Uzi.
Yeah.
No, I think I would marry Little Uzi because I think he's a little sweetheart.
I think he is a sweetheart.
I think he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
And I think I would have
I don't
to.
Know.
Who would you sleep with?
See, maybe I fucked up.
This is so fucking hard.
Who would you sleep with? I want to hear this.
This is really fucking hard.
I think I would have to kill Future only because he has a lot going on. And also, I like
he's
Lori.
He's the father of like 12.
Yeah, I
know.
I like Lori, so I'm just gonna say I would have to kill him and
marry
Little
Jordan.
Uzi and fuck Michael B. Jordan.
Okay,
yeah, so you heard it here that Parker would sleep with Michael B. Jordan and marry Little Uzi and kill Future.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Wow.
I got another list.
Yeah.
This
I'm
one
good
might
enough
be for
personalities
you,
okay. And just
and
yeah.
Roxy agrees for anybody who's listening. Roxy
no, I agree with
if she was my age,
no, if I was
her Asian,
yeah, those are like little brother, no.
All right, let me.
And we all know exactly who she's talking
about. Yeah, we do. Okay, all right. Okay. I'm gonna
do. Look into my eyes. It's confusing.
Blue. Look this way. Okay.
It's like looking at the sun.
Rosa. Fuck, marry, kill. Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney.
Golly.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
She got all the good ones. She got all the good ones.
Yeah, that's
hold
up.
On.
Okay.
I would marry all three of them. Fuck all three of them. And
you
I
kill
will,
the witnesses.
And I will kill the people on her list.
Wow.
I approve. Okay. I approve of that message, though.
You answered that. Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney.
There is no melanin in that category, so I
you
would
look.
Not
what?
Be able
what?
To do it.
They're all
you
dead.
Don't do white guys?
You're, wait.
Brad Pitt,
you're going to have to come to the speed
have
dating
I
event.
Ever, ever, ever seen a pink penis?
I have.
I would die.
It was fascinating.
So cute. I can't do it. I just don't want to know what to do with it.
They're
I would.
Cute.
It's I like could. White, what? It's like I would freak. I would freak out. No. Yeah. First, no. No. No.
No. Why? He's a penis. I seen an angry one. Like, yeah. Sorry.
An angry one.
Cute. You know. No. No. Boston.
I can't. I've never dated. I've never done that. So, I don't know. So wait. I couldn't even. Okay, can you give me some melanin?
Fine, fine. I got one for you. Okay.
Is Dennis Haysbert in it?
Huh? Okay. I got one for you. I got it. Jason Momoa.
Ooh. Oh, I want that.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm saying melanin.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Oh, man, that was my
fucking list.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Idris Elba.
Oh, my God.
I'll get to you in a second.
I don't want no other list.
Oh, trust me. I got some more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that list.
Come on. Pull it together, girlfriend.
You got a hookup. You better answer this one.
I know. Man.
Golly. Oh. Okay. I almost want to give her exact answer. Well, I would marry all of them. Right. Yeah. Fuck every single one of them. And kill her list and the list you gave me before that.
I didn't do
this
too then because everybody hates me. I'm stuck with Jason Momoa. Is that how you say his name?
I was like, can you come on now? Come on, Jason Momoa. And then it's hard because you're like, okay, Jason Momoa, taken. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, taken. Idris Elba's taken. So it's really hard for me to like even go there. But
please play the game.
Yeah, I know.
Special home records edition.
It doesn't stop people.
I've been labeled that. I'm good. I'm all right. I definitely don't want that one back on my card.
Now I feel bad. Okay, fuck it. Roxy, we'll put a pin in that.
Thank you. Ooh,
now you're in the goddamn hot seat, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have that one.
You guys are terrible at playing this game.
You think that I left some motherfucker that there's nobody left? Check this list out.
This was like a setup.
Check this list out.
Her voice dropped. I'm nervous.
Okay. Trevante Rhodes.
Oh, God.
Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, Bird Box.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Mary Fuss. I'm sorry. I wasn't playing no more.
This is your stuff right there. I stay in your lane.
Sorry. You wanted my list.
Wait.
No, I got quiet.
Wait. Trevante Rhodes, uh-huh. Chadwick Boseman,
uh-huh.
Lakeith Stanfield.
I want her list.
Wait a minute.
Mm.
You didn't put Jadena on mine?
Oh, Jadena.
Jadena.
Lakeith Stanfield out
Jadena.
There. Jadena. Trevante Rhodes, Chadwick Boseman, and
why
Jadena.
Why do you guys like, I don't want to be mean, but like Jadena.
She's obsessed.
I'm not anymore. I'm actually not anymore.
Why? What happened?
Dance moves?
I just feel like we have too many friends in common. Now he just feels like a distant brother.
He's fine. I understand. I didn't get it. And then I.
Maybe I have to see him like in
no,
person.
No, that's when he talks. He's very sexy. He talks like a man. Who
and his recent
women.
Album, 85 to Africa.
Oh, can I have her list?
I'm obsessed with
her. I have an answer
right.
for this list.
I just want to hold first man.
Whoa.
I have an answer, right?
Answer.
So the beautiful thing is Lakeith and Jadena would have gotten the same answer. And Devante and who else?
Chadwick Boseman.
I would marry Bird Box.
Mm. I'd marry him so I could fuck him every day.
Every day, right? Yes. Baby.
Yes. Married.
I would sleep with either. I just went to the LA premiere event for the Photograph, and we were all like, yo, the way.
Lakeith is awesome.
When he looks at you.
Yes. Like, that's why I put him on the list.
It makes your proverbial dick jump a little bit. Like, oh, you're not the guy from Get Out anymore.
He's a cutie.
Yeah.
So I would sleep with Lakeith or Jadena, whichever one we picked. And then Chadwick, he can Wakanda forever out of here. I'm okay. No disrespect, Chadwick. I think you're an amazing person, and so does your girlfriend.
Okay. Parker, back to you.
Yeah. No, she's another one?
No, because she didn't.
My list was Chad.
Okay. So then I'll give you another list since you didn't like your list.
Okay.
Well,
Parker first.
Okay, it's to all of you.
I just think he's a sweetheart.
Okay, listen, this is the last one.
I'm not into Bird Box. I've already won.
This is the last one.
No, you know what?
I took him from you, okay? I took him.
I want Bird Box.
I saw that Calvin Klein.
No, listen. Listen.
I would like FYI slide in a DM and be like, hey, loved your movie.
You guys.
Girl, I need him.
You guys.
To feel you.
He can post a picture of literally the carpet. It has 10,000 fucking likes.
Because you can smell the pheromones in the carpet.
No.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie.
I think he's a strong man.
I think
he's
one of the sexiest men alive. For sure.
I think he's afraid to actually leave his house with how much female attention he gets.
I'm honestly security.
But guess what? He works out.
Great.
Don't
awesome.
Share that with our audience. What if we want to show up?
Oh, take that out, Peter.
Yeah, Peter, take that part out. Me and Roxy are going to show up.
For what I said, you
I
know, so they don't know what I
car.
Said. All right. Yeah. Last list.
For everybody. This is
the last list for everybody.
Dick, guys.
Okay. And here's the thing is Rosa, I know she's going to check the fuck out. Like, Drake, Trey Songz, the baby.
Can we get a better list?
All right. Johnny Depp, Hugh Jackman, Justin Timberlake.
Again, no melanin in that list. What the hell?
Yeah, that's all I... Okay.
Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, though, I must say.
I think Johnny Depp just in general, like, yes.
I would. He's getting a little weird.
He's always been weird.
You know, I thought you were going to say old.
No, for a weekend. Huh? Like a weekend in like Cabo with him. Like, he'll be
maybe,
good for that.
Right.
And after that, you just block him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just weird. Yeah, like, you know, when you're young and you're weird, it's like, it's a little bit of eccentricity.
Ooh, I have one. I have the Faithful Husbands group. LeBron ahead. James, Russell Wilson, and who's the other guy who doesn't cheat on nobody?
I don't know. Wait, hold on. I'm
Steph
sorry.
Curry.
Wait, this.
LeBron James.
Wait. Oh my God. T. Shay.
I am Team Curry.
Cut that.
No, I mean, no, he's super faithful.
Yeah, you know, she can have him.
She can have him.
No,
she can
have him. They're almost like fraternal twins. It would feel like breaking up Siamese twins. Weird, yeah. LeBron James, Russell.
Can I have a Wilson,
and Boris Kojo.
Yeah.
Again, a list I can't deal with.
Hold on.
I don't want any of those.
They're faithful.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't want them.
No?
No.
Because they're married?
They're all faithful men.
Not because they're married. I mean, in real life, I don't want them because they're married. But in fake game world, I still don't want them.
Is this like a sandwich?
I want soup? Moonlight. Okay.
Oh, no.
So what's up?
Okay, we're about to fight over. We're about to fight over.
I've already been chosen.
Yeah, no, we're gonna fight over Trevante Rose.
Yeah, right.
It's happening. I swear to God.
We're gonna tag him in this episode so he can see me choosing him.
Everybody, wait a minute.
Actively.
Okay,
I'm too old for him. So go ahead, Parker. Go live, girl.
What's
live your
old?
Life.
Okay, they might not even be born yet.
Okay,
no. Who's too old?
So we're gonna continue this conversation off camera because we are finished for the afternoon. Thank you guys so much.
2 hours
for joining. Us
happy Valentine's Day.
Parker Manna, Roxy Diaz, Rosa Acosta, my girls, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you guys for tuning in. And you can find us on iTunes, on Spotify, on iHeart, and also on YouTube. Again, thank you so much for joining in. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Happy Valentine's Day, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Love you.
In your hearts.
If you like our show and the content we're featuring, please hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, YouTube, and just like your Uber driver asks, leave us a 5-star rating. Also, please leave us a review about your favorite part of the show or your number one takeaway from the episode. We read all the reviews, and this will only help us curate the content that you want to see and hear. Thanks, guys.